Our ulama have highly emphasized the sunnah of using the miswak during the wudu. And we find this emphasis comes from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people have not yet brought the miswak into their lives. Those that haven't, we should try to bring the use of the miswak into our lives. And those of us that have, then we should do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam diligently. Many feel that the miswak is only to be used at the time of wudu. But the miswak, there are many occasions when the miswak should be used. So each one of us should see how we can bring the sunnah of the miswak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more into our lives. The rewards, the virtues are very, very great. We find every statement here is substantiated by a hadith. For purposes of brevity, we will not explain every hadith. The first hadith explains that the reward for using the miswak increases the reward of salah by 70 times. The next hadith explains that when a person uses the miswak and purifies his mouth, then he will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the third hadith, it is mentioned that it is the sunnah of all the anbiya alayhimus salam to use the miswak. So from here we can understand the importance of the miswak. It is the sunnah of every nabi. Then fourthly, apart from pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miswak also causes the angels to become happy, and it has many, many health benefits. We find now in the Western world, they're promoting the miswak, they're calling it a toothstick. See, the most natural way to cleanse your mouth, and all the vitamins and benefits and whatever is found in this, in the juices of the stick, now it comes into your gums, it benefits you. And they're giving all the benefits which we have been given in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find the use of the miswak makes the angels happy also. Angels are very sensitive to smell. When it comes to garlic, onions, these type of foods that a person is eating it raw and coming in a masjid, then the angels don't like that smell. So the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises that a person shouldn't eat those and come to the masjid. So any foul, bad smelling smell in the mouth, odor in the mouth, person should get rid of it. So use the miswak and one should do that. Incidentally, I was reading that according to the Shafi Mazhab, in the month of Ramadan after Zawal, they are not allowed to use the miswak. Because they say that that smell that comes out from the mouth is a means of Allah Ta'ala becoming happy. So by using the miswak, then you will eliminate that smell. In the Hanafi Mazhab, they say no, you can use the miswak the whole day. Obviously, we're talking about the natural miswak, not the flavored one. You can use the miswak the whole day, because that smell actually emits from the empty stomach. So the empty stomach causes that smell in the mouth, which Allah Ta'ala likes, sweeter than musk. So how should a person hold the miswak? So it is mentioned that a person should hold the miswak in this manner, that the middle three fingers will be on top, and the bottom two fingers will be like that. So this is how a person should use the miswak. And the making miswak from the right side of the teeth, right to left, the bottom. And the tongue, up and down, vertical, up and down. The thickness of the miswak, it should be as thick as the baby finger, at least that thick, and not longer than a hand span. If a person places his fingers like this, it shouldn't be longer than that. The person is using the miswak of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and that is not for us. That is the asa. That will be an asa. So our miswak must be the size of a hand span. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you drink, then drink in sips. Avoid gulping. And when you make miswak, then make miswak of the teeth horizontally. So all of this is found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, after you use the miswak, for example, you can have many miswaks. You can have a travel miswak. Have one with you. Travel miswak. Then you can have one in your bathroom or where you make wuzu. And then you keep that one upright. Keep it upright after you use it. So that also is the etiquette of how to keep the miswak. If the person doesn't have a miswak for whatever reason, then he can use his finger as a substitute. Any stick can be used as a miswak, as long as it's not harmful or poisonous, but the best stick is this one that has come from the pilu tree, the Salvadora persica, and then from the olive tree. And the excellence of the olive tree has come in the hadith. And the tree is known as a blessed tree. And we know olive oil, how blessed it is. So this also in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned. Doksa will now for Umrah, they still sell on those carts. Still selling, mashallah. That will, Allah will make it continue. Where you can see how they cut it for you. And they give it to you. And they bundle it also. Got the bundles too. Mashallah. That must continue. So, what a great sunnah it is. Up till now, mashallah, they're sending it also. A great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should use it. Cost a few rands, 10 rand, whatever it is. Cost a few rands. Let us try and use it. Now, the occasions for using the miswak are not only for wuzu. Many of us have restricted it to wuzu. We shouldn't leave it there. It is mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up from his sleep, whether it was night time or daytime, he would make miswak. So yes, let's get another miswak and keep it on our bedside. One in the bathroom where we're making wuzu, so we don't forget. One travel miswak, we got it on us, wherever we go. And then we got one on the bedside. So when we wake up at any time of the night, we can make amal upon that sunnah. The sunnah of the miswak during the night. They say if a person is going to make wuzu immediately, then that will fulfill both the sunnahs. But otherwise, it will be nice to have it on the bedside, so that any time of the night, a person can make the miswak and fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also sunnah to make miswak when entering the home. When a person comes in his house, to use the miswak. Before reciting the Quran and Majid, now Ramadan is coming, let us try and put this into practice also. Before reciting the Quran and Majid, to make miswak. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, indeed your mouths are passages for the Quran. Hence cleanse your mouth through using the miswak. Now look at this hadith. I marvel at this hadith. Amazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person uses the miswak and then stands up for salah, an angel stands behind him and listens attentively to his recitation of Quran. The angel then draws close to him and it places its mouth on his mouth, and whatever Quran he recites is protected in the belly of the angel and secured by Allah Ta'ala. So ensure that you cleanse your mouth before reciting the Quran and Majid. So before salah also, use the miswak. At the time of wudu, we all know that. At the time of wudu, we should make miswak. Now look at this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once addressed the people and he said, certain people, he said, what is the matter that you come to me in the condition, I see your teeth are yellow, I advise you to cleanse your teeth with the miswak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had it not been for the fear of my ummah experiencing difficulty, I would have certainly commanded them and made it compulsory on them, made it compulsory to use the miswak at the time of every salah. However, using the miswak is not compulsory, but it is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, trim your nails, bury your nails, cleanse your joints thoroughly. Trim your nails and bury your nails. This is also important. Our hair, our nails, try and collect it, bury it. Then keep your gums clean from food particles. So we are encouraged also to cleanse our teeth in between. Flossing. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make miswak. And do not come to me in the condition that I find your teeth to be yellow and your mouth emitting a bad odor. So make sure that our mouths are clean. We teach our children also. Remember, in a relationship of a husband and a wife, we want the wife to smell very nice all the time. And women naturally, alhamdulillah, they're very particular. Women are generally particular about this, about the smells. They must look nice, they must smell good. So we as men have to reflect on ourselves. We as men sometimes, we have to reflect. Am I smelling nice? Am I looking nice also? You know, am I smelling nice? Person, if he's going to have a meeting, and in that meeting, it's a business meeting, and there's a woman, there he's making sure he's smelling good. His mouth is smelling good. He's got some perfume on, looking neat. But that's not his wife. But because it's a business meeting, I must have a good presentation. And Allah Ta'ala knows the waswasa in the mind also. He's trying to impress. One is the business deal, but he's also trying to impress, you know, my smile, my smell. So our wives at home, this is a need. It's a very important need to discuss these things. Because how many women are making sabr? You know? Can't see it. The husband is, oral hygiene is not in order. His body odor is not in order. And we as men, we feel like they must do everything. They must look good, they must prepare, they must smell good. Everything must be perfect. But we, oh, caveman style, caveman. So no, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We should keep this in mind. Some women are outspoken, so they'll say it. You know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some women used to be outspoken about so many things. You know, they'll come and explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the problems that they're having at home. You are outspoken. So many women are shy, but some women will say that, you know what, we preparing ourselves, we want, husband wants me to look good, but he must also play his part. He must also look nice to me. He must also look neat. We are living in a time and age of fitna. As much as a man says to the wife, you know, if you don't look good, then I'll look outside the house. The woman also, they're on the phone today, and they're getting caught with social media. And so many things are happening. So a man also, when he comes home, smile, salam, he bringing all his problems from work, he's bringing it home. So this has an emotional impact on the wife. So everything, if you want to, as we say, rekindle the spark, keep things alive, then you must also make sure that women appreciate these things, small things. They appreciate just that the man came prepared, you know, came smelling good. Mouth is smelling. Oh, it made a world of difference. Keeps that happiness and that muhabbat. So from the life of, we learn this. Before and after eating, use the miswak. At the time of maut, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired was to make miswak. He saw the miswak in the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr's son in his hand. He walked in, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's brother. And she understood Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the miswak, and she softened it and she gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then lastly, if one had made wuzu earlier and the time of salah approaches, it's mustahab for one to use the miswak for salah to remove any odor from the mouth. We finish make wuzu, but we're coming, it's best to make miswak again. And when making tayammum due to illness, for example, or water not being available or insufficient, then too, one should cleanse one's mouth with the miswak and perform salah even then. And that brings us to the end of the chapter of miswak, inshallah. We'll continue next week with the other chapters. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.